What up, what up, what up, OGs?
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm here with the man himself, Joey Allen.
Hello.
How are you feeling, Joey Allen?
Happy to be here as always.
Happy to have you here, brother.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited because it's a huge weekend for me.
Yes, sir.
I've got a lot of things going on, obviously. Quick shout out to Scott when this episode comes out. Scott's birthday is going to already pass, but my man Scott Amato is
Scotty
30
boy.
Years old, man. Shout out, Scotty. No, but for real, he won the OG Sessions Fantasy Football League, first ever season. He's been a good friend of ours for going on a decade now, probably. Shout out, Scotty boy.
Happy birthday.
From your family at the OG Sessions Podcast. We love you, brother.
Yes, sir.
But also, tomorrow, I'm playing in a golf tournament. I know you're jealous.
Are you excited?
I know you're jealous.
Are you excited or are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all.
It's been about a month since you played, if not a little more.
It's probably been a little more than that, but I'll be honest, bro. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Obviously, you would be playing this tournament with me if it wasn't, you know, something. It's kind of like a private tournament. Yeah. You know what I mean? The people that are throwing it on, it's like,
I'm not in the cool kids club.
I guess so. Yeah, basically. Whatever. And, but dude, I'm really excited for this tournament. It's been a while since I've swung a golf club, like you said, but it's also been a long time since I've played competitively, like in a tournament.
Is it a 4-man scramble?
It's a 2-man scramble.
2-man scramble.
But it's in pairs of 4, I believe. I did play in it last year, and dude, it was really fun.
What did you place last year?
Oh God. Well, last year I was like the last person to join. So I got paired up with just the one person that did. Yeah. I mean, it was in shout out, like, you know, he wasn't that bad. It wasn't like terrible or anything, but I definitely wasn't like the winning.
Just wasn't
like
a good day.
I honestly, I were to guess, bro, maybe like 15th. Like, yeah, we were down there for sure. And I had some shots in that match too, where I was like, okay, this is, you know what I mean? Like a couple of them where I was like, all right, this is definitely like, I'm on my game today. But at the same time, I mean, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
Your golf game definitely changes within a year. And
changes, you know, by the day.
And facts. But I was, at that time, I wasn't taking it as serious as I take golf now.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said, I haven't been out in like a month or so. But when we do go play golf, I'm locked in.
We're getting,
you
know, better.
We're getting way better. Yeah. Especially you, bro. Shout out to you. You are an animal.
I've been playing a little more than you have, so that's probably why.
For sure. And we have our strengths, right? For like the most people have seen us play golf whenever we went to Asheville and we did, you know, the full vlog, the on the road vlog where we played at Links of Tyron. And, you know, that was a really good day of golf for both of us, but we each kind of have our strengths, right? Like if we were playing a 2-man scramble, bro, it would be game over. I don't know why we haven't done it yet, but it would be game over. I mean, off the tee box, I'd say most of the time you've pretty much got me, but everything else, we're pretty much neck and neck except for, like, that short game, bro. I've got you into the short game. Like,
I don't know because I've been working on my 56. Am I putting? I don't two-putt anymore.
Shut up.
If I'm within 10 feet, shut up. It's going in.
It's definitely.
And hold on, hear me out. We could set up a 2-man scramble.
That's actually – okay, so we've talked about this before. I think we should really make this happen. I'm going to – take notes of the tournament when I go to it tomorrow and just see kind of how they do things. Cause everyone that knows us, I mean, it's go big or go home.
Exactly.
We're not going to have a golf tournament and just be kind of like half-ass shitty course.
We're popping champagne.
Oh, the winner's getting every 2-man scramble. We'll have a bottle of champagne so that whenever it's done, everyone can pop their bottle. Yeah. It just spray the winner, bro. Yes, that would be fun. I think if we were to do that, it'd have to be like maybe 12 teams. I mean, you got to keep it competitive, you know? Yeah. And I know a lot of people would want to play in that.
Would we have to, like, do you think you'd have to call a golf course and set it up?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
True,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to show up to the course and there's, like, you know, they're going to have everyone's names on the golf carts and everything. Like, they do it a real tournament. We'd have to do it the right way, you know? No, but that's actually a really good idea. And I know we've talked about that in the past, but, dude, the OG Sessions Cup.
We should get that going.
The OG Sessions Cup.
We should work on that.
We should work on that. And summer's almost here, so everyone, y'all stay tuned. If you guys do really want to see a golf tournament, drop a comment right now. Let us know.
If you want to see me holding that trophy, which probably will, actually, that will be the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, drop a comment.
Hey, and I'll be on his team, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? If you hold that trophy, brother, we're holding that trophy. You know?
We're holding it.
No, obviously, there's no way that we could do a 2-man scramble. Like, if we were to do this tournament, there's no way it could be me and you on separate teams. We'd have to be on
the same
team.
We'd have to be on the same team.
Yeah.
But do you think people would be like, no, we'd have to because we're the host?
And it doesn't, I mean, it was kind of the same thing with the Fantasy Football League. Like, obviously, me and you were still going to play in the OG Sessions Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
But if we won the first year, it would have been, like,
sketchy.
A little sketchy, but at the same time, who gives a fuck?
I feel like we're going to win the golf, though.
I know, that's the thing. We have to get really competitive people to join. We'd have to get, like, just top-of-the-line golfers, like, people that have been on the show that we know golf. people just in the city. Like, we've got friends, bro, that are solid at golf.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I can go, you know.
We'll talk about that. We'll
yeah, we definitely.
Another thing I want to talk about, actually, is big news, huge news for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yo, I know this.
Josh Allen.
Bro.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to the man. Shout out to the boy, bro.
He's for the city. I love Josh Allen.
I like his character, too, yes. bro. That's the thing is, like, and that's the biggest contract in Jaguars history. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Josh Allen. And $88 million guaranteed. $150. And he
deserves
it.
Oh, he deserves every penny.
Every penny. And it's cool because a guy like that, not only is he such a dog in this league. Like, I mean, I'd say top three run or a pass rusher in the league, you know.
Not three.
But when he's in the locker room, bro, like, he fires those guys up, and he's such a, like, family man. Like, do you follow him on social media? Mm-hmm. And obviously social media is fucking not real life, but it's so cool to just see him, like, doing all these things with his family, and, like, you know, he's seems like a great dad to his kids. And it's just one of those things where most of the time when a player, it's difficult, it's, or I guess it's rare when you get both, mm-hmm. right? Like, a dude that's an absolute
animal, dog on the field,
a dog on the field, but then also, like, a dog in real life, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Just like a person that, I don't know. Definitely really happy with that deal. I fuck with Josh Allen hard.
The day that I read that he was signed, I went home, put my Josh Allen jersey on, ran around the house.
It's so cool that you have a Josh Allen jersey.
I actually got that at the end of the season last year as a present for my dad.
That's so dope.
It was like it was kind of sad, like, and depressing, but he was like, he handed it to me. He was like, this was supposed to be when we were, like, later in the playoffs, and then it was when we got knocked out of the playoffs. It was so depressing. I was like, thank you.
No, but it is really cool that you have the Josh Allen jersey, because obviously the way he spells Allen is the same way that you spell it. Mm-hmm. And so in his first initial is J, just like you. So I don't know. I think that shit's fire. I don't know why I didn't think of that whenever I bought you the Evan Ingram jersey.
No, but I love Evan Ingram.
Well, too. Obviously you're a big Evan Ingram yeah. guy. We all know it. Joey's a big Evan
and
Ingram
Calvin
guy.
Ridley.
And what's crazy?
Just kidding. Fuck Calvin Ridley.
The fantasy football fans know, but yeah. And that's the best colorway for the Jags, like the all teal with the Allen on the back. I don't know, that's a fire jersey. I'm glad you got that, bro.
I love it.
One thing I mean, it did kind of frustrate me a little bit, I guess, that it took so long to get this deal done, because if you think about it, if we'd gotten this deal done, like, when it should have gotten done earlier in the offseason, I mean, bro, we're talking about, like, us still having Calvin Ridley. And we're not really scrambling for a wide receiver right now. And I know how you feel about Calvin Ridley, but if we're being honest, it would be nice to kind of know that we're just, like, secure at that position.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Zay Jones, and the dude we just got from...
we're solid without him.
Yeah, see, I'm not, like, disappointed that he left,
yeah.
but I do think it would have made the whole offseason a little bit smoother, and we could focus on other positions if... we still had Calvin Ridley.
What do you think hurt more, Jalen Ramsey or Calvin?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
Jalen
me?
Jalen Ramsey, I know.
How dare...
That, as soon as I even said it,
that
my
is
bad.
Such a terrible question.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey by a country mile, bro.
Yeah, Calvin didn't...
I mean, Jalen Ramsey, when Jalen Ramsey left, and the way that he left... And
so
it was
petty.
So... But on both parties.
Yeah.
On both parties. Like, I blame the Jags just as much as I blame Jalen Ramsey, bro, because it was just... It was getting to a point to where neither of them were helping each other.
But Jalen was crying too much. He was kind of being a bitch towards the end.
I mean,
sorry.
I mean, if we're being
sorry honest. For cussing,
sketch reference. no, I mean, I fucked with Jalen Ramsey. I liked his energy. You got to think a guy like that, man, especially at the time that he was at FSU. You mm-hmm. got to remember that year that he was the last year he was at FSU. Him and Derwin James, bro. I mean, it was just like
lockdown,
literally. And he had so much talent. Like, he does deserve anything that he wants out of this league, bro. And then he went to the Rams and fucking proved it. It sucks, but, you know, he was locking out people there too. And then now him being in Miami, I know that that's where he'd prefer to be. Like, that Jacksonville isn't a good home for a superstar like that, but
we like him.
Well, I mean, dude, it was just so nice having, like, that one guy where you know, like,
that half of the field is locked down.
That half of the field Nothing's is locked down. Happen. Also, I mean, he could even stop the run, which yeah. is insane. I mean, I like a corner that's a heavy hitter corner.
Where did Calvin go?
Rams, and then now he's in Miami.
Calvin.
Oh, I'm tripping. Tennessee. Titans, bro. Yeah, it sucks. I know. But, I mean, he got that bag. You can't hate a dude
yeah,
for their bag.
I mean, get the bag. It but sucks. You went to our nemesis.
Shout out to Josh Allen, though.
Big shout out.
Big shout
Big
out.
Big things coming.
Oh, for
he's
sure.
Gonna get a, he's going to get a ring.
Should we go ahead and knock out win of the week?
Let's do it.
Let's get this shit popping. Win of the Week, episode 93, going down right now. Joey Allen, why don't you start us off?
You want me to go first? Okay, I'll go first. My win of the week is kind of like detrimental to your health, but it's such a good feeling. It's the first sunburn you get when it's warming up.
Yo.
Like your skin gets all tight and the shower hurts and like you just know you got cooked.
That is actually
and you get a little
good,
color.
That's a good win of the week.
I don't know, like a good sunburn after like a long winter feels good.
And like right now, I know I'm going to get sunburned tomorrow at the golf tournament for sure, but it's not going to be like that first sunburn whenever we go surfing.
Like everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, so whenever, I mean, when you're out there in the ocean, it's like you're kind of, obviously you're just in your board shorts or whatever, but when the way you sit on your board, it's like your thighs are all exposed, bro. So you know your whole body is going to be getting cooked. Like all those spots.
And the sun's bouncing off the water and like going up. You know, that's that happens.
I've
been working
way
on a white roof this week. And because it's a big white roof, the sun like bounces off the roof and like hits you like twice.
Like a mirror kind of.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've heard people say that before, but sometimes it feels like it definitely is doing that in like the morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the sun's kind of like even with the horizon and it's like you feel those rays, bro. Yeah. It's like blinding you and super hot like first thing in the morning. But then sometimes I feel like whenever you're, it's like at noon or whatever, the sun is just cooking you straight. Like you're kind of like in between
just
those and
baked,
bro. The one thing that does suck though, I will say this.
The shower.
Well, the shower, obviously, but when you're super sunburned and you go to like get in your car or something, or you can't even go outside because you're already, your body's so hot because you're sunburned. Like later that day, if you try to go out to dinner or something, bro, you like,
as soon as like heat touches you, like,
yeah. And you're just like cooking. Like yeah. You feel like you're still so hot whenever you're just like even inside or something, bro.
You know, do sunburns take like after you're out of the sun? My sunburn kind of gets worse throughout the day. Like, does it take time to set in? Like, I won't look as red as soon as I get out of the sun, but like later in the day, I'm fucking a lobster.
That's actually a good point. I've noticed that as well. It's like you do, when you first get home, it's like you don't really notice it. Like you'll go to take a shower and you're looking at yourself like, okay, I definitely got cooked, but it's nothing bad. And then
later,
later on in like the evening, you look way worse. That's, I wonder if it does like have to take time to
sink in. Somebody let us know. I'm going to Google it, but if you know, let me know.
That's funny. You want to know what my win of the week?
Yeah, what's your win of the week?
Okay. My win of the week is whenever you're taking a shower. It's funny we both have showers involved in our... my win of the week is whenever you're taking a shower and you're just blowing your nose in the shower and it flows so well. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. And
oh god,
I was iffy about making this one my win of the week because I kind of felt like, I don't know, it's a little nasty.
I mean, it is, but like
first thing in the morning. You know what I mean? It's like your nose is clogged. Whatever, you know, sometimes it's like I'm breathing fine on my nose. Like it's not even clogged. I don't even know anything's in there. But then you take a hot shower.
The steam.
And it just loosens up everything like in your nostrils and shit, bro. And it's like.
And then you just blast that shit out.
I can't help it, bro. Like sometimes it just starts falling out. It's just like it feels so good to then get out of the shower and you're like.
Everything's out. You're everything, clean. You feel lighter. Like everything's like just so smooth.
That airflow.
Oh my
God. It's all about that airflow. Yeah. No, so that's my win of the
week.
That's
a good one.
I felt like people could relate to that because, I mean, not just you, but I was actually talking to JD on the phone like later this week or earlier this week. And I was like, he had brought it up to me. And then I was like, okay, well, that's funny because Joey just mentioned that not even that long ago. And I do that all the time. And so I was like, okay, there's got to be some listeners of this show that can relate to that.
Do you ever put like rosemary or like some kind of essential oil in the shower? What's the one that like
the girl I was with used to do eucalyptus.
That's the one. Put the oil in that shit. Ooh.
Dude, that shit slaps, bro.
You will feel like a new human coming out of
the
shower.
And I feel bad because obviously it's like we both pay our own water bill. So it's like it sucks, bro, whenever you're just like in the shower and it feels so good, but you can just like almost feel the money just like running away. Like running down your body. And I mean it's never that bad, but there is sometimes like in the summertime, bro, where I'm taking sometimes three showers a day. True, you know me, I shower, bro. Like, I always shower, like, in the morning and at night. But in the summertime, it's like we go surfing or something. I mean, bro, now you're talking about, like...
I just feel like water is one of those expenses, like, I'm going to use it. Like, if I want to take a 30-minute shower because this shit feels good, I'm just going to have to do it.
You'll drop that extra five.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'll drop that extra five real quick. No, that's dope. Actually, honorable mention, since we're talking about the shower, L of the week.
Okay.
First ever L of the week.
Let's hear it.
Related to the shower.
I'm nervous.
When you're in the shower for like 10 minutes, but you feel like it's been, not even 10 minutes. Let's say you've been in the shower for like 30 minutes, but you feel like it's been 10 minutes and the fucking hot water cuts off. like you feel it slowly starting to get, and it's like once you've been in the hot water for 30 minutes, it starts to like your body's like used to it now and you want to go hotter, but it just keeps slowly dropping. Like even though you're making it hotter, it's still just like keeps dropping super slow.
I'm about to shit on you. You ready?
Yeah.
I got an instant water heater. That shit never runs out.
No way.
It's just constant hot water.
Okay, bougie fucking you know, Joey. Like, okay, know, so like, sorry, Mr. Rich motherfucker.
Tankless water heater, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. Hot water
on demand.
That's actually fire.
You should get one. They're actually cheap and efficient.
I need to get one bad. I mean, it doesn't happen to me all the time, but it's like one of those things where it's a big L, bro.
Yeah, that shit does suck. It has happened to me, and I hate it.
Do you ever do cold showers?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's good for you. You probably should. I've tried, bro, but like... It sucks. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you do it?
Sometimes. I don't. It depends. Like, I have to be, if I'm sunburned, bro, sometimes it feels good. Not true. Gonna lie.
Yeah. Or like, if you're, like, drunk or hungover, true. Cold shower kind of feels good.
And it wake you up real quick, bro. Mm-hmm. But no, let's go ahead and jump into this episode. I'm looking forward to this week's guest.
Let's
big
do it.
Guest this week.
Big guest.
The boys are back at it. This is episode 93 of the OG Sessions podcast going down right now. What up, what up, what up, OGs? We are in the building. I'm here with my man, Joey Allen.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Joey Allen, you ready for this one, brother?
I'm excited.
Episode 93 going down.
Let's go.
This dude has a lot of stories to tell us, man. He's a super interesting individual. We got to talking a little bit before the podcast started, and super honored to have him on the show, man. Really excited. This is episode 93. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man himself, NFE Luke.
Yo, 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 yes, NFE Luke.
He came through dripping, man.
Came yes, through. Man. This is a solid little drip.
That's light.
Rolex, you know what I mean? Custom chains.
That's light,
bro. We talk about his light.
Yeah,
love to hear it, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. At the end of the day, man, you know, first podcast ever. You know,
no way.
Yeah, first time.
Welcome.
I always avoided those interviews and all that stuff. Always avoided.
Why?
The one reason why I always avoided it, man, is because at the end of the day, I just went to a point where I was always thinking, like, man, you know, I don't really know these people. I don't want these people to know me. You feel me? I've been always to myself. But I think at the end of the day, I put myself in the music and I came to the realization that, you know, it's time you know the real me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's the name of the mixtape, The Real Me. So I'm giving y'all the real me.
All right. So next question. Why did you pick OG Sessions?
OG Sessions, man, first question is why not?
Okay.
I mean, OG Sessions is all in the name, man. At the end of the day, you know, I watch some of y'all, I watch a lot of y'all interviews, man. Y'all really great at what y'all do. Appreciate I like the that. Vibe. I like everything about it. Y'all authentic conversations. So, shoot, everything that's authentic, everything that's real, I'm part of. You feel me? So, I said, hey, this is the first one I'm going to do right here. OG Sessions.
I appreciate you, brother.
That. We're happy to have you.
Seriously.
Hey, I'm happy to have y'all.
Organic conversations, man. That's what we stand on.
Standing on business.
Standing on business.
I got two partners that's on that, what's they call that? That standing on business with Drewski.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two partners over there. Shout out to my dog, Lil Rich, man. He was with me when I was grinding and everything. So shout out to him, man.
That's fire. Dude, yeah. You've had such a like long career and things that you've gone through and things that you've done. That, you know, you just mentioned whenever you first walked in that I'm like mind blown, bro. So I can't wait to jump into a lot of this stuff. But first, I kind of want to paint the picture for the audience. Who is NFE Luke, man? Like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So NFE Luke is Lil G. I started rap when I was 8 years old. Lil wow. G. NFE Luke is Dre Fly. You know what I'm saying? NFE Luke is all those names is somebody that I grew up to become. You feel me? So at the end of the day, you know, as I develop, as I notice that I change, as I notice that my mind changed, I learned a lot. I just redevelop myself because at the end of the day, nobody decide who you are. You know what I'm saying? You decide who you are. You recreate your image. So at the end of the day, I was like, I'm going to recreate myself. And when you recreate yourself, you reborn again. What's the first thing that you get? You get a name. You feel me? Mm-hmm, so
for sure.
I always rename myself as NFE Luke. But to answer the question, NFE Luke is basically who I came to be at, you know, all these experiences I experienced in life. This is who I am today. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm giving y'all the real me, and I got a hell of a story to tell, you know, and it's the story still continuing. A lot of things going on yesterday, you know, last week, a lot of things going on, but you know, I'm so strong with the kind of faith that I'm still me. You feel mm-hmm. me? So
yeah,
I'm always going to make my faith so damn strong, man, that I don't know if I cuss on him. Can I cuss a little bit?
Dude, drop whatever you want. All
right, my face so goddamn strong, you feel me? My face so strong, man, that you could put me through anything. I always know what the outcome could be or going to be. And if the outcome ain't what I thought it was going to be, if it was bad, guess what I'm going to say? You know what I'm saying? It was meant for a reason. I'm always going to take a negative and put it to a positive. So I just can't be hurt. You feel me?
I love it.
So it's always working out.
Let him cook. Always. Let him fucking cook.
I wanted to. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I just want to stick on the name concept for a second.
It's kind of the same.
Okay, go ahead.
So each time you change names, like each time like you went from, what was Lil G? What were the names?
Yeah, it was Lil G.
Then Dre Fly. And then to NFE Luke's. You said like it was like a new becoming of yourself. Was there anything specific that like you changed or like that you dropped?
So when I was young, my name was Lil G. First, I was sitting around with my cousins and everybody. We would say about Fruity Loops and they was making beats and you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna talk about too much of what was going on, but at the end of the day, you feel me? I felt like I was a Lil G. You feel me? I was like, I'm a Lil G. Mm. So I started off there. Ain't no, you know, I was young rapping about some crazy ass shit. Like mama came around. She didn't know what I was rapping about, but when my cousin came around with Just Us, I'm just saying whatever come off the wall. Like I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Half of the shit I ain't never do.
How old were you when you were Lil G?
8 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 8 years old.
I was rapping about what?
Man, rapping about everything. Rapping about shit that stuff I was around and type shit. You feel me? Type shit. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, as I got older, you know what I'm saying? I changed my name. I skipped the name, by the way. My bad. A little tragic. So that's very important. Y'all can actually look that up. You know, so I don't even know why I told y'all, but now y'all probably going to look it up.
That's crazy.
But Lil Tragic was more my stage when it was like, all right, I'm going to do this thing professionally. My sister passed away, you know what I'm saying? And then, but we'll talk about that a little later. But when she passed away, you know, I was like, I'm going to do this professionally. It was like, when you got some kind of pain in your life, you got to find something to like.
An outlet.
An outlet. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You've been through something. But an outlet. You got to find an outlet just kind of as a source to keep moving and keep pushing. Some kind of motivation. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing music for so long. This is my motivation right here. So excuse me. But when my name was Lil Tragic, I was like, you could think about the name, Lil Tragic. I was going through a real bad situation. So, you know, I moved to California after my sister passed away. And then, you know, I got my music in Best Buy stores. You know what I'm saying? I was a kid that was in school with the album in stores with the barcodes. About 13 years old.
Oh, my 13. God.
Had an album in Best Buy?
Best Buy, man.
That's crazy.
So, you know, kids would walk around school and playing my music in their little CD players. You know, as a matter of fact, my CD player broke one day. And my auntie on Christmas, she gave me a PSP. It was like nobody had a PSP.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how much I love music, man. I literally just traded a kid a PSP for a $20 CD player. You know what I'm saying? $20 CD player.
Wow.
Because I was like, this going to make me money. I'm going to invest in my music. So when I walk the kids and play this music and I sell it, I make more money. I could buy another PSP. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to make me money.
Right.
And he was like, man, you must be rich, man. I said, nah, I ain't rich. I'm finna grind this. You feel me? I don't play games. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do. So at the end of the day, I ain't really... You know, I ain't see no value in the PSP. I see more value in the $20 CD player. You know what I'm saying?
You could have got like 4 or 5 CD players.
Facts, bro.
Hey, no, that's cool. I could have, but at the end of the day, man, it was just like, all I need is one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to be greedy. All I need is one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because if you can get one and you know how to hustle, the hustle is, it ain't no price on the hustle. You know what I mean? So I was sold a lot. I was making a lot of money, $100-some a day, you know? So at the end of the day, man, that's what I did. So, and you know, that's what I did.
I love it, bro. And so then you go, then you move on to Dre Fly.
Dre Fly. So when I moved to Dre Fly, that was kind of like my transition of like, all right, a little tragic. That when you look at that music, that's the kid you. That's the you know what I'm saying? You was young. That's, you know, that's who you was when you was young. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you're a new person. I looked up something to say every 7 years you change who you are, you know what I'm saying? Sure. So I was like, I think I'm at that point where I change who I am. So after I got to that point, I was like, who am I? Who do I feel like? I feel like DeAndre, which is my real name, but I feel like I'm fly. Cause I was more about being fly, everything I do, from the music to the swag, mm-hmm. to the way I talk, to the way I walk, everything I thought of was just fly. When you say my name, you can't say my name without saying I'm fly. I said Dre Fly.
I love it, you bro. Know what I'm saying? That's a good idea. So, that's fire.
So I said, you can't say my name without saying I'm fly. So it's Dre Fly from now on.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, hey, Dre Fly. Yeah, you Dre Fly. You know what I'm saying? They really felt that. Because every artist got to be, you know, when you do music, here's a little secret about music, right? every artist that you think about, Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, T.I., do y'all believe who that artist is?
100%.
100%. Mm-hmm. So when you an artist in the industry, they got to believe who you is. And I said, I'm Dre. That's really me. And I'm really fly. So I said, every time y'all think about everything I do, you're going to believe exactly who I am and everything I do. I'm fly. I stay, you know what I mean, fly with the clothes. You know, today it's a light day. I should have did a little more, but I had a little busy day, you know, being a daddy, doing some daddy slight duties.
Hey, watch goes,
you
know, hard. Watch, yeah, still goes,
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We still got Rolex. We still got chains on and all that good stuff. But, you know, that's easy to put on. We got this clothes out my closet. You know,
and then how'd you choose the name NFE Luke? So then you're Dre Fly. You're standing on Dre Fly. That's like, you know.
How long was that run? How long were you Dre Fly?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, man, that's a good question. Dre Fly, man, don't quote me on this because it's, it, you know, I don't really think about it too deep. But when I was Dre Fly, I say, man, I know I was Dre Fly about 2010, 2009. So it had to be around that time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Had to be around that time. So yeah, 2009, I just changed my name to NFE Luke probably like 2020. Maybe 21 or 22.
Okay, so it's kind of recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you were rocking with that name for 12 years with the
Dre Fly.
Dre Fly. Yeah. Yeah, that's insane.
He's known across the world, man. You know, he's known across the world for real.
What does NFE stand for?
So NFE, Infinity Forever Entertainment. Everything I do is like a mindset type of thing, right? Uh-huh. So now I'm at the point where I'm not really about being fly. I'm not really about being, you know, the tragic life and all that thing we went through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think all together, putting all that together, being fly, going through everything you went through, I think, you know, it's my motivation.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about motivation earlier, we talking about Infinity Forever Entertainment. So I feel like Infinity is a number, just the highest number that just don't have an ending to mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like forever is just kind of explaining, like, I'm going to do this shit forever till the day I die. You know what I'm saying? And I think when I die, I want my name to last forever. And I want to forever entertain the people. So that's why I'm doing my first podcast. I want the people to know me, because if anything ever happened to me, guess what I want? I want my name to last forever.
Yeah,
for Infinity. A legacy. There you go. Yeah, another way to say a legacy.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I named myself Infinity Forever Entertainment. Now I'm finna tell y'all a secret that I never told nobody unless you really personally know me.
Turn it up.
So my name Luke, right? Luke has nothing to do with DeAndre, but it got something to do with my last name. You feel me?
Got you.
So my last name, you feel me, got something to do with it. I used to join. So at one point when I was in the music industry, the music industry ain't nothing like you think it's going to be. So when it comes to the music industry, you know, it's kind of like you putting up an image. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to grind that. You got to grind it. So you got to put the image up in the front, but you got to grind hard like you broke in the back end. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So one thing about it was, you know, I was like, man, this ain't nothing I thought it was. Like, my music booming. I ain't eating off of this. I need to have a career. I need to have a family. I need to have this. I need to have that. I need benefits. I need all this kind of stuff. So I ended up going through a downtime where I was like, man, I'm going to join the military. You feel me? I was like, and I felt like I was like, I ain't appreciating things that I used to appreciate. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up joining the military, right? And we ain't going to the military stuff or whatever. That was a short period of time.
What branch?
Army, military, okay. Army.
Well, thank you for your service. I mean, yes, before you started.
Yeah, man, I ain't want to hear that. Nah, but for real though, like, I'm gonna keep that a little short, a little military stuff. But it taught me a lot of things, like discipline. You know what I'm saying? It taught me how to appreciate things, like simple stuff, going to McDonald's and, you know, just having freedom. Like, you feel me? Like, so I joined that, and you know, anyways, I was known. I had a good reputation. And I was also an artist in there. Like, everybody know me as a rapper. So when we was going through different stuff, they was like, man, we going through it, man. Just go and rap some of your songs for us real quick. So we'll all get together and they'll just all sing my songs. And they let me know what songs was hot or not. But they all called me Luke. I guess I was a cool little guy to them. And they was like, man, that's Luke. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Luke. So I just like got immune to that. And I was like, when I got out, I was like, now this is the disciplined, motivated guy. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So now we motivated, now we disciplined, NFE Luke.
I like that. And I think it's cool. It's like the military and like sports are the places where you're going to get called by your last name a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're going to like scream at you to do this or do that by saying your last name, typically, especially if they don't really know you that well. So, no, that's dope. Because you're always wearing the last name on whether it's a jersey or whether it's your uniform or whatever. So, I think that's dope, man. I think it's cool that you eventually ran with like the name that a lot of people were calling you anyway. If that makes sense.
Yeah, man. So that's real. That's real spill. I got to give y'all the real me. So
I love it.
I'm going to give y'all the real me.
What was the craziest thing that happened to you in the military?
Oh, the craziest thing that happened to me in military? Oh, man, that's a good question because I ain't never thought about that because everything seemed crazy to happen to me.
Or like the most redundant thing. Like I heard they had people like sweeping sidewalks outside.
Man, should I tell y'all about this, man?
You should.
You know, I don't care right now. The crazy thing that ever happened in military, man, I don't even know, but I'm finna say it, bro. Listen. Crazy thing ever happened to me in military. A lot of things crazy happened, but the crazy thing that ever happened to me was when you know, we was out there, you know, it was raining outside and all that good stuff, and they just had us picking out, they had us picking up, like, grass out the ground and just stuff like that, and I was just like, man, what the hell? They said somebody important was coming. You know what I'm saying? They just had us picking up grass, picking off the ground. And we were just like, what the fuck are we doing, man? You know? And I was like, this is not why we joined. You feel me? But that's probably one of the craziest things. That's
probably, I feel like they do mental games on you. Like they're just trying to fuck with you.
Yeah, man. It was storming, raining, and we were just like literally picking grass out the dirt. I'm like, I did not never know I was gonna join the military, pick grass out the dirt.
That's
like,
wild.
To make it look good. You feel me? So that was kind of weird.
What builds men in the U.S.
Well, you know what, and I don't see this part crazy, but I guess I can mention this, like the fights, man, all the fights.
Oh, really? Really?
There's like a lot of fights in there. Like
at boot camp or what?
All of it. I had so many fights in that thing. I don't know why.
You don't get in trouble?
And people fight for fun. That's the weirdest part. Okay. So yeah, it's like
a lot of testosterone. True, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people were all fired up and shit. And I mean, you got to think also it's. There's got to be times where it's a really stressful environment.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure,
so it's like, I think it's interesting, though, just to pivot back towards the music thing. You know, with every name that you've had, you kind of described like having a different image that was associated with that name. What's the image that you're trying to associate with NFE Luke? Like, what are you trying to paint the picture for the people of, you know, this new phase that you're in?
All right. So, So now when you want to do this forever, you know what I'm saying? You want to be a legend, right? So at the end of the day, when you want to be a legend, you want to do this forever, right? You want to entertain the people forever. Now is this a stage that I think I made it to. It's like Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm saying? You got Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3, all that. I think this is my, you know, my Super Saiyan stage right now. Like the highest right now. I said this is the time where I feel like now is the time. All the stuff I thought about, all the stuff I didn't do. This the time that I'm gonna give my all. I ain't gonna think about it too deep. I don't really do podcasts. I don't really talk. I don't do interviews. But this time, it ain't about me. It's about the people. So if I don't feel like doing, I don't think I should do it. Like I'm just gonna do it because I feel like people deserve that type of
stuff.
I got fans when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Still follow me today, and I feel guilty. I feel like I ain't gave y'all what y'all should see, but y'all still supporting this music. So now I'm like, all right, I'm going to give y'all everything. Like, I'm going to let y'all actually know me. Because I ain't going to talk to you on the phone and all that. But I might. You know what I'm saying? I might talk to fans and stuff like that at some point. But I ain't finna hide who I am. You know what I'm saying? I give it to y'all in the music. That's how I express it. But the industry has changed to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you got to give your all to it. You got to outwork the next man. You got to outwork the next artist. You got to outwork everything. And if the next artist is like putting the music out, doing the interviews, and then they doing something crazy. I ain't going to do the crazy part, but you doing something crazy. You doing this, you doing that. You competing against this. And then you just giving them music. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, go back to what I said earlier. If somebody going to support you, what makes you a big artist is if they believe who you are. So, and I know who I am. So I'm like, hey, I was like, man, I was on the road. I was like, man, what I'm gonna do when I get to this podcast? I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna be me. I'm giving the real me. Yeah. It don't matter what I do. Then me and you talk. And he was like, yo, this authentic. Everything we do is real conversation. This is you be yourself. I'm gonna be me. And it's gonna flow. Yeah, and I was like, that's what made me feel like we on the same page and this is the right podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that, bro, because, yeah. I mean, we really do take a lot of pride in our conversations being completely unscripted. So, you know, we just, me and Joey, just for the, you know, the people that have seen all these episodes pretty much know how it goes. We do an extensive amount of research on the guests so that it feels like me and you are just kind of sitting around having lunch together. Like, I want our audience to feel like they really know our guests after we get done with the conversation. And it's great because I feel like a lot of our conversations always are very authentic and very, like, you know, they're not necessarily deep, but, like, you do learn a lot about that person, and then the friendship always continues. Like, there's been, like, very few guests where we don't talk to them, like, you know, for...
We always become friends.
Yeah, we always become friends. Like, we're hanging out with them, and then we're actually out grabbing lunch with them, and then it's just building those relationships, and I feel like that's something that doesn't really happen as much whenever it's, like, a scripted show, or when it's, like, if we had, like, a list of questions ready for you, you know what I mean? And we kept it to, like, only 10 minutes, and we just got it, you know, boom, boom, boom.
An interview. We just want to... talk to you. We just want to chat.
Yeah, we really don't even like calling it interviews.
It's not an interview at all.
It's just an unscripted conversation, man.
It's an OG session.
It's an OG session, baby. There he goes, man. He's got it already. He's got it. No, man, but you also, you know, with a couple of your other names, you had some hits that you were making that really went off, man, especially one in Alabama that was like one of the biggest dance songs in Alabama for a while. And at that time, you were under the name Dre Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So what was the name of that song?
Twerk for Daddy. Hey, you know how we all laugh when we said the name?
Yeah,
that was why I created that name right there. I said when you hit a name and you hit it in the hook, you gonna be like, what? And it gonna get your attention. That shit gonna boom, 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 boom.
It was heavy in the clubs, wasn't it?
Heavy in the clubs. Yeah. It was so heavy, man. It was probably breaking the floor.
it was definitely a great song that you put out, man. And then just, you know, looking at all the videos of like people when they hear that song, it's like, the ladies go crazy, that's for sure. Obviously, I mean, everyone in the crowd was fucking lit when you play that song, but it's also, you know what the song is right off of the rip by the name. You know what I mean? It's like, this is a twerk song for sure. But sometimes, I mean, if that was the phase you were in whenever you had, when you were Dre Fly, you know what I mean? Like, then he was putting out good music, clearly, because it was working. It went viral, man. People were bumping it in the club. And was it hard whenever you changed your name to kind of walk away from like some of that music that you put out under Dre Fly?
Oh, man, it wasn't hard because when you think about just recreating yourself, it was like another motivation thing. It was like, I learned from this phase, so I'm going to recreate a new name, and now I'm finna write out who I am now at this current time, right? And it's like, I got to get y'all a new me now.
For sure.
So I'm reborn again. So it's just, it just matches who you are, you feel me? So if that's who you are, that's who you are. But that song right there, man, another thing I'm going to say about that song, right? So I pushed that song, and I learned one thing. I was like, man, crowd going crazy, everything crazy. This is the place I wanted to be at. And then I was like, but it's like I kind of stepped out my real lane. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give y'all the real me. So I was just clubbing so much and seeing so much. I was rapping about what I seen other people doing and all that. And I was like, okay, I noticed that somebody, when people start twerking, they got a whole twerk session in Alabama. In Alabama, they have they really good with that twerking stuff. Like they play that music, man.
I fucking believe it, brother.
Yeah, so they have I think about start at 12 o'clock in the club. They start straight hour or two, straight twerk music. Yeah. And I was like, this is the part where everybody drunk, everybody turning up, everybody lit, and I want to be part of this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm gonna make a song that the DJ can throw in. So I'm going to be honest, man. I was sitting with my dog, Rub Band OG, man. He was signed to TIG, Think It's a Game Records. He was with Wife and Lucci and all them. And he was, we were sitting in the car, and he had a song called About the Life, just booming, man. It was going crazy. And I was like, man, I'm trying to be booming too, you feel me? So I was like, man, let's sit in the car and chill. Like, he one of the biggest artists in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Real big. So we were sitting there, and I was like, man, what song you think should be the next single? He was like, I said, it's my little mixtape. We played every song. He said, let me listen to it. He heard Twerk for Daddy. He said, hey, bro, that's the song right there, bro. I said, this is this one? He was like, yeah, bro. He said, you don't believe me? I said, yeah, I believe you. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to hop on this song free. He was charging like $1,000 to $2,500 a song at that time. And I was just like, okay. I was like, you said, you hold on. So you said you believe this song so much, you're going to hop on for free. I don't believe you, bro. So I'm going to tell the engineer from Atlanta, which my engineer did Migos. He did a lot of big names. He did R. Kelly, You know what I'm saying? A lot of big names.
Yeah, but, that's a big name for sure. I could have left that one right there. Yeah, brother. A
lot of big names, but I was like, hey, man, this engineer, I told him I could hit him up. His name Luke, by the way.
That's funny.
Which is weird, but his name Luke. So I sent it to him. He worked at Patchwork. I sent it to him. And then I was like, hey, man, I got this big artist that's local out here that want to hop on this song. Send me open verse. Send it back quick, like an hour later. So I sent it to Rub Ben OG, and I was like, man, I don't know if bro going to do the song or not. But we homies. We real close. Went to school together, all that shit. But I was like, I don't know if he going to do the song or not. So, man, he sent it back. He sent it back the next day, like, hey, bro, let go and push this. So I just went to every club just pushing that shit, to the point where my eyes started sinking, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, it was like when I walked to the club, I'm like, damn, DJ, I'm so used to pushing the music. Y'all already playing it before I walked in. And it's already played like an hour ago. They went crazy. I'm like, dang, bro, I enjoyed the part where I was giving it to you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Paying you the bucks and all that. And he's like, bro, you don't got to pay me nothing. We don't need that. I was like, dang. I hit the next club. I'm like, oh, let me try next club. Oh, bro, I played your song 30 minutes ago. And then next club, I got caught on video. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing the song playing outside the club. I'm like, I think I blew up at this point. Like, damn, yeah. What I do from here? Like, hey, bro, like, what I do from here? Like, type shit. So
it's funny how you kind of fell in love with the journey. It was like the grind is what you were really enjoying about
More.
The process, bro.
Like, the depression and the journey was just like the medicine for it. I just needed the journey. And like I said, man, I guess I had an image where I thought it was going to be. And it wasn't where I wanted to be. So at the end of the day, I joined the military. And then you know what I mean? But now we got to a point where, you know.
He's back.
Yeah. He's back.
But I'm
new guy, reborn. He's reborn.
He's reborn. He's reborn, man. But he's back.
We don't come back.
He's back making music, which is good, man. And
for sure.
And you're back in your lane. And dude, everything you're doing right now is dope, man. I mean, I love the image you're starting to recreate for yourself, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But, dude, I mean, so much stuff to talk about. Obviously, you are a huge music artist. You've done tons of things where involved with music, but you've also done tons of things outside of music that are just, like, good for the community and things like that. Tell me a little about Fly Kids, bro.
Oh, man, he hit something hard when he say Fly Kids.
Yeah, because that shit was dope. Bro.
Fly Kids, man. Fly Kids. Yeah, man. This is one of the biggest things that hit the internet for me, you know. Biggest thing. The dance song was the outside world in the clubs, but the internet world, Fly Kids, was something so major. We got attention from, there was a girl named Justine, I think, that was on Wildin' Out, was shouting us out. Shoot, man, we was going to have a Fly Kid posted on one of, you know, when Drake came out with that song, he was dancing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Drake was supposed to post one of the Fly Kids up, but the Fly Kid didn't believe it so much that I ain't going to say that. He's a kid. He's a kid. He messed the opportunity up, but he messed the opportunity up.
What exactly was Fly Kids, just for the people that don't know?
Let's get to that, though. So Fly Kids was like a way for me to feel like, all right. Let me get to the real deal, right? So I was promoting my music, you know what I'm saying, a lot. I was promoting heavy on the internet. And then I met a lot of Funny Mike people. He got a famous kid group called Bad Kids. You know what I'm saying? Bad Kids. I met my dog Runic. Runic, you know what I'm saying? Runic, you know what I'm saying, put me on a lot of promotion stuff like that. Helped me out a lot. They got like 100, I don't know, millions and millions of YouTube followers. So they big on the internet. But they had Bad Kids. So I was like, oh, man, dang, all the kids love the Bad Kids. I was like, man, I'm finna do my little thing. I said, I'm Fly, Dre Fly. It's Fly Kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to be bad. I want y'all to be fly. And I wanted to change the definition of fly. Fly was something like, you know, who you are as a person, not what you dress on the outside, but how you dress on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Fly was, you know, what you represent. It don't matter about the clothes, which when it come to y'all kids, I don't want to put that on y'all. I want y'all to dress in the inside who you are. So I want people to want to be like y'all. But if they want to be like y'all, I know I got a word for the kids now. Because Funny Mike and them, they promoted me to the Bad Kids, you know, fans and stuff like that. So I was like, I understand the name Bad Kids, which was not really like a bad thing. It was entertainment, you know. But,
sure, yeah.
But I was like, I still want to kind of drag y'all in and do something fly in a kid way. And so I built probably had thousands of kids part of this. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of group chats. And we had Top Fly Kids and stuff like that. And the Top Fly Kid was a kid that stood out, you know, that represented what the fly kids were the most, mm-hmm. and had other kids following them, but it was leading them in a good way. And I'm like, since you were a good leader in a good way, I'm gonna make you the top fly kid. You know what I'm saying? So now you on top. Now you control more of the group chat, how it works. And anybody that don't want to get with the program, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try to maybe give you a second chance if you want to come back and do the right thing. Like, you want to have good grades in school. You want to represent everything that's positive. If you start that negative stuff, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? So they would preach, you know, say a lot of positive things to the other kids. We'll go live together. Everybody go live. We'll always try to teach the kids some positive stuff and things in life. And since we was doing that, you know, it became bigger and bigger. So big that it got too big for me. Like, I'm starting to go on people's lives and famous people's lives, and I'm just seeing a whole bunch of fly kids. I'm like, dang, man, this thing is crazy. You know? So that was a real big thing during the, you know what, let's bring it back a little bit. During the COVID, mm-hmm. gotcha. Y'all know when COVID happened. I was in the military, right? So my freedom wasn't like I wanted to be for so long. When COVID happened, we stayed in the house. And then I was like, damn, I'm finally in the house. And I said, all this discipline, all this knowledge that I got in me, and, you know, I got a little money saved to the side. What am I going to do with it? And it was like I was sitting there on the internet, and I'm like, since we can't go outside, the internet is going to be bigger than ever. Mm-hmm. And that's when I finally, and during COVID was when I finally gained like 80,000 followers or something like that because of COVID, you know? So like I said, I turned a negative into a positive. I was like, oh, shoot, we in the house. We can't go nowhere. I always want to do music. This is the time that I can actually treat the internet for sure. Like the world. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
So even though, you know, COVID was kind of, I mean, COVID was a fucking disaster, yeah. obviously, but it was kind of like a blessing in disguise for you because you were able to really find yourself and like hone in on what you wanted to hone in on.
Blessing in disguise, man. It was a gift and a curse.
So interesting, bro. Yeah, it was a curse for so many people. And I mean, even, you know, at the time me and Joey had jobs that were deeply affected by COVID, mm-hmm. and it was terrible. But through that process, we also kind of found like our lane and what we wanted to actually do. And I feel like a lot of people really went through that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really like shied away from their 9-to-5 job because they started to believe in themselves during COVID, kind of like what you went through. But you know, it's so interesting, bro. Like how certain situations like that are what kind of create that character inside yourself.
You kind of forces you to change.
It does. Yeah. It really does. And it's like, it shows it kind of like when times do get tough, like how are you going to fucking answer on this? Mm-hmm. You know? So shout out to you for that, bro. I think it's dope. And you did mention that, 80,000 followers on Instagram, dude, give me like 3 tips on how people can grow their Instagram account. Cause I know me and Joey, for one, I mean, we're on that shit, bro. Me and Joey are posting on, you know, not just the podcast page, but our personal pages, doing whatever. And, you know, it's not, for us, it's like, we're not even really looking at the followers. You know what I mean? We're posting to promote our show and things that we're trying to do like that. But for the people that are, I know there's tons of fans out there that want to grow their Instagram and want to have that, you know, huge follower count and whatnot. So, you know, man, what's a tip?
All right, so we're gonna give some game. We're gonna get some game. You know, when you go to a store, right? When you go to Target, well, why you go to Target?
Because they have a lot of things there.
That you what?
Want.
What?
That you want. So if somebody gonna go to your page, why should they go? You know, if you want to give them to your page, why would they go to your page?
To get something that they want.
Because they
want
to be there.
Get something that they want.
Yeah.
Right, so I brought a lot of people to my page. I made it very important to go to my page because I'm like this. I'm going to give you something that you want. I can't give all y'all what y'all want, but I'm going to give somebody that they, you know, what they want if they come to my page. You get what I'm saying? So that's a little secret right there. I'm only get a game to the ones who can actually break this down and understand what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So if people come to your page, you know, because you got something they want, which is most likely on the internet, is a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
A giveaway.
Facts.
And actually give your stuff away, because if you don't, you're going to hurt yourself in the long run, by the way. Like, we're doing a giveaway coming soon, by the way. So y'all make sure y'all follow my page, NFE Luke, if you want to get this money. We're giving away every week. You feel me? We're giving away every week.
Yeah, definitely follow the boy, man. You're doing some dope shit on your page, for sure.
And y'all can find it out by following the page. But yeah, man, if you give it something, you know, if you giving people what they want and they come to your page, you got something that they want. You know what I'm saying? You give them that music. You know what I'm saying? They doing little dances. You doing challenges. You doing whatever it takes to be like, you go to my page, you know, all you got to do is follow my page. It don't cost you not a dime to follow me. But, you know, if you got a little bread saved up and you did what you got to do, or you got whatever you got for the people, whether you give away, you know, if you, like, for example, people do music reviews, right?
Yeah.
They doing music review, they may give away a microphone, they may give away, you know, you might get on the radio, you might get this or you might get that. Like, everybody going to come out there to try to get it. Make sure it's worth it. Like I said, one thing about the Fly Kids, we're going to bring it back to the Fly Kids. One thing I did was, you know, got a lot of followers from the Fly Kids. That's when I told you about the internet thing. Shoot, man, I was open to everybody. Every kid can be a positive kid and be a Fly Kid. It was harder to be a bad kid, but it was easy to be a Fly Kid.
Yeah.
And y'all knew I was with, you know what I'm saying, I was doing my thing with the Funny Mike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Funny Mike group. So, hey, man, I know it's a little hard to be a bad kid, but you could be a Fly Kid.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, come to me.
I like that.
If you want to live a positive life and do this and that, you need a little bit of direction. Shoot, come over here, support this. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna help y'all out.
Which is gonna bring in followers in the long run. And yeah. I like it. So really what you're saying is, like, interact with your fans and your followers, but then also, like, provide value.
There
so
you go.
Like, you know, give a reason for people to come to your page and, like, want to scroll down your page and want to watch your videos and do things like that. What kind of value were you providing whenever
So, man,
or start growing your account?
Just achievements, man. If kids achieve certain things, or, you know, they got talent, or they following their dreams, or they represent what a Fly Kid represents. I was doing giveaways every week.
Yeah.
I gave away a lot of money, man, a lot of stuff, a lot of everything, you know. You know, I just give away stuff. Like, I'm like, hey, man, who wanna do this, or who doing this, or who think they could do this or do that? I got a goal for you. Who can reach that goal?
I like that.
I'm gonna pay you. You know what I'm saying? Use your opportunity right here. Other people won't give you opportunity. People got family, they got dads that don't give them that opportunity. I'm giving opportunity that dads won't get, their mom won't give them. You feel me?
For sure.
And it's just like, I'm giving you opportunities that let you know this could be real. And they was idolizing, like, man, he's famous, he's that. I'm like, no, that's not it. That's not it. If you're going to look at me, I'm going to show you something. You know, I want to make sure you're positive. You're going to look at me, forget the music. Hey, y'all, forget about the music. Y'all follow me, forget the music.
Let's get to it. You just want to be a role model.
Yeah, the music's cool. Like, it's cool to rap about something you don't do, whether I did it or not. It's cool to rap about something you don't do. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. To y'all, it don't even matter. I want y'all to, since I got y'all over here, this is what I want y'all to do. Hey, man, what's good? Hey, what's your grades? Like, oh, you got an A? Oh, who got the highest grade on the test this week? Oh, you did? Oh, bet. For sure, man. You get $100. Oh, who doing this? Oh, you get this, you get that. Like, hey, man, hey, my song got cussing on you. You can rap my song, but don't you curse, because that's music. Control yourself. Don't let nothing change you. You feel me? Like, I'm just like, hey, at the end of the day, man, and that, I think that was just something that worked for me.
Is that something you still got going on or no?
Nah, man. I can't.
He's not Trey Fly anymore.
You still have Fly Kids.
True facts. True. I mean, but it is, yeah, I mean, you know, you still could, but it kind of seemed like, did that fall off with the name? Like, what, after you switched from Dre Fly, did Fly Kids kind of just fall off?
I would say this, man. When it came to the Fly Kids situation, you know, I in a way, what you said, it was kind of right, but in a way, no. I ain't gonna get too deep in that. But, you know, I seen there was another group of Fly Kids that started to grow.
Word, yeah.
And it started to grow. At the end of the day, my journey, I feel like when it came to that journey, I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
And I think that all the kids started to grow up and change and, you know, go through whatever they went through. And I just seen it was just like another group, and I seen a lot of different stuff.
It was time
like
for
that.
You to exit. Honestly. You had
to step back.
It was just a time for me to be like, all right, man, you losing your music stuff. You coming in, you know, some kind of teacher or something.
Therapist.
Yeah, therapist. It's time to, like, do your music. So I got lost in it, but I do plan on bringing everything back in a certain way. I just haven't figured that part out yet, but I want to bring it all together where I could do my music, I could be me, I can give them what I give them, and I can also have something separate out of music that won't tie in to my music to kind of help the kids out.
I mean, regardless, bro, like, even if, you know, you only helped out one kid or you helped 1,000 kids, like, you did a great thing. You know what I'm saying?
I never feel like I do enough, man. It don't even matter what I do.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't think nobody can do enough, because the way we want to not take over the world, but.
Nah, we want to take over the world.
Yeah, no, honestly, that's the mentality though, right? Like, it kind of is, like, you, if you're going to do something, you want to do it big. Me and Joey just talked about this on the intro, like, go big or go home, bro. You know what I'm saying?
There
it's
you
like,
go.
If you really want to do this shit for the rest of your life and you really want to stand out amongst the crowd, I mean, fucking use podcasting as an example, bro. That industry is fucking insane right now. And if me and Joey want to stand out or be, different than any of these other shows in any way. Like, we got to go big or go home, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to, like, set the
bar
high.
Go big and make it home, man. Facts, go big, bro. And make it home.
100%, bro. Yeah. And, you know, you guys want to shift the energy a little bit, go into Joey's top three?
Ooh, let's go.
Let's get this shit popping. Joey's top three. We are here, boys.
Damn. I had a good one. Top three. Hold on. Top three car models, but it can't be like Ferrari. Ooh. Don't say none of that shit. Like,
oh,
like,
man, you like, can't
like,
say that.
Okay, it could be whatever.
You yeah, know, you know why I say that?
Like, the nicest car you're going to be like, but you can't choose the best one.
Okay, top three cars that you see on a daily basis. If you see Ferraris on a daily basis.
Bro, that's such a, like, that's such an odd question. Like, no, do
top three car models.
Top three car models.
Man, it's funny y'all mention that, because I got a homeboy named Chaotic that hopped on a song called Rari's. And every, you know, that was before the Twerk for Daddy. And that song was like in the streets. And that song had the people singing that. And, you know, I forgot them, you know what I mean? But that we ain't going to say the Rari's though, but yeah, they know about the Rari song, man. They know about the Rari's. Right,
so what's we're not going to mention Rari's
though. No, top three car models. Yeah. Or, yeah, makes and models, yeah. Whatever.
Top three car models.
Top three cars in general.
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about fast cars?
It's it don't matter.
A regular.
It can be a scooter.
Oh, okay. A scooter car. No,
it's not really a car. But, you
know. Nah, for real. Top three models, man. Do I need to say the reasons of them?
No, just whatever you want to do, bro.
Okay, whatever. I used to say BMW, but, man, I'm not liking BMW right now. After my BMW, just I fixed it, got broke down again. I was like,
and that's how it goes.
They're expensive to fix too, bro. So BMW's tough.
BMW, you out the list.
It could be three.
Yeah, maybe like slide it at the end.
All right. So top three car models. I do like they got to be in order.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good. It's easy. So I'm gonna say a Grand Cherokee for show.
There we go. Talk to him. Let him cook. Yeah. Let him cook.
Yeah. And
can you guess what Nick drives?
What? Okay.
Grand Cherokee.
Oh, you driving at me? Yeah. So we in the game.
We know how shit goes.
We might need to start a car club. You feel me?
Type shit. Jeeps only.
Jeep only, man. We gonna say, I got it. I got Jeep. Yeah.
That's a good top three right there,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, Jeep, man. Man, forget all that, man. We only sticking with the Jeeps, man. That's the top three,
bro. All right. What's you want me to go first?
Okay. No, let me go.
All right.
I'm going to say my number one, Maserati, you know.
Oh, ooh.
You feel me?
What type of Mazda?
It could be a Mazda 6.
What type of Mazda you want to fucking shout out for your list?
Mazda 6, for sure.
God, that shit's so
Ruby.
That shit's so
to be more specific, she's red. You know,
can you guess what car Joey drives?
Man, he drive a Hyundai, man.
Shit.
Hyundai, I drive basically.
Maserati. Come on. And then, I'm going to put a Chevy on there for the trucks. I like Chevy trucks.
Okay.
Yeah, is it make a model or is it just make?
It can be, just say whatever fucking car that comes to your head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So sorry. Mm-hmm. It's your top three.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. Why are you fucking commenting? Anyways, number three.
Shit. Do you see what he treated? I mean,
you started it. I'm trying to get my top three and you're like dissing me.
Boy goes Chevy.
It's his top three, man. But
Prius.
It's like Instagram posts. You know, you make a post and you make a comment. That's the guy commenting.
I know. I can't even make my post and he's over here commenting.
God, let me go like the comment.
And this why he does.
You go like his comment.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
I take it back. I stay out of picture. Go ahead.
I appreciate you. All right. So Mazda, Chevy, and then I'm gonna go Porsche. I like Porsche.
Ooh,
that's fire.
Not in order, obviously.
That boy went from Mazda, Chevy, and the Porsche. Sound like my names, man. Went from one name to the, you gotta get to the Porsche. You feel me?
I'm gonna go Trackhawk.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Grand Cherokee. I was like,
they sound deep.
Got to have that Trackhawk on there. That's still like a dream car of mine. Tesla SUV, okay. Whichever model that is.
See, now I'm gonna comment on yours. You're gonna fucking pick a Tesla.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You gotta plug them bitches in.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. You know why I don't like Teslas no more? I just watched a movie. I don't know. It was an end of the world movie.
Have either of y'all sat in a Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because for me,
they're cool. You still got to charge them bitches.
Listen to you right now. You didn't like me commenting on your top three.
I know. I'm getting you back.
That is insane. And Tesla's not even a bad car.
Can you like my comment?
Bitch, you said Mazda 6.
I already liked it before you. You turned your head. You didn't see me. I pressed the button already.
So you're going to diss a Tesla SUV. But
I mean, Teslas are dope.
But your number one was a fucking Mazda 6.
Maserati.
God damn, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me think of my third. What should I do? Like fucking... Prius. Civic? Oh, yeah. God damn.
Corolla.
No, let's go. My third one, I'm going to go Hellcat. Challenger, though.
Ooh, that boy right there going to be riding.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I just, dude.
I think we go when he get Mopar. Rich, I think we know what's going to be in his parking lot.
Some fast cars. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I like a fast SUV, too. So, like, the Hellcat, that would literally be my third choice.
What about a Lambo truck?
Oh, Lambo truck. I didn't even think about the Urus, dude.
Oh, man.
Bro, I'd slide a Urus all fucking day. The bitches are nasty. Bro. Oh, they're so loud.
It's so loud.
Dude, I love the Lambo truck for sure. That's a good top three, finally, when you got it together. But good top three, brother.
Appreciate it.
Man, he got that. He got that list.
He really do, bro.
He got that list, man. That's
an odd list.
I had to put Chevy in there.
Delete the footage, man. Let's start over. I'm just playing.
Honestly.
No, I'll stick to my list.
That was a tough
Rolls
list
Royce,
for me.
Rolls Royce.
Facts.
Real.
No, man. Let's jump back into this music shit, bro. Obviously, you've gone through so many phases with this music shit. You've experienced so much with this music shit. What's like a biggest piece of advice you'd give to a younger artist, man?
Man, if I give y'all that advice, man, y'all, okay, they might have to drop the Cash App on the bottom of the screen for all of us. You feel me? Because y'all finna learn something. The biggest advice, man, I ain't gonna lie. I used to charge $1,000 to give that advice. I know it sounds crazy, but it was like people that know me and that seen what I done and seen how I moved. It was like, hey, bro, no, this guy right here, go and throw that band to him. And they threw me that band. I promise you. The whole industry life change. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't going to get too deep in that. But I know some stars that y'all listen to today that has gotten advice on me. They blew up bigger than me. No lie. But we ain't going to get to all that. Biggest advice for artists that's just starting off is one thing that'll make you go far is not caring too much what people think, but taking what people think and letting it make you better. You know what I'm saying? Because... people are the people that's going to listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a crowd listening to your music. Learn how, observe the internet, observe how people operate, observe everything about it, and learn how to you know, what people like, and learn how to be yourself and kind of mix it with what people like, and then learn how to grow and continue to change and make yourself, you know what I'm saying, not really fit in, but be yourself, and then make yourself, like, you know, still not be too far out over here. You know what I'm saying? But the destination over here, but somehow be right here where they can see you over there type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
For example, like, you know, if you a star, you a star. You know, if you saying good, people going to share an opinion. People going to control exactly, you know what I mean, the response. But you can't be scared of it because you never know what you just one mind that you got like 500 people out there, right? So you can't let this one mind of what you think just ruin your whole dream. You got to learn what the successful people are doing. All right, he's successful. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to take myself and I'm going to, you know, blend myself in, be me, but I'm going to make sure that I ain't too far off. And then, you know, I see this what the people like. So make sure that, you know what I mean, people going to like what you got going on. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if they don't like what you got going on, then
they ain't going to fuck with you.
They ain't going to buy 100%. It. They ain't going to fuck with you. They ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? But don't just go straight off of people's opinion, because you might do something new. You might create, you know, the biggest invention. You know what I'm saying?
Change your game.
100%, bro.
Don't be scared, man. So we're going to cut that short. Just don't be scared. Be you. Don't be stupid. Don't go out there and be cheap and make some bad music and be delusional about it. You know what I'm saying? That's the first step. The next big step, biggest advice is if you're a new artist, make sure you putting your music out there. Make sure you spending money on stuff outside of studio. Because if you go into the studio spending $10,000 in the studio but no promotion, then like, what are you doing? Because the biggest thing about you, because there's an artist that can blow up with one song only. So why is you always in studio spending, you know, doing 100 songs that you never spend a dollar in promotion? You never gave love to the DJs. You never gave love to the people. Like, just sit down and think about it. Like, who plays music? DJs.
100%.
Spend your money with the DJs. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart, yeah.
Engineers don't play music to fans. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to reach to? Fans. So whatever you do, just sit back, think about it. Don't be stuck in your ways, you know what I'm saying, and promote yourself. And don't get caught up in the streets and, you know, go down that road or trying to be something you're not or trying to be too hard and all the extra stuff, man.
It's, I like that.
That's good. Not going to work for you, man, because you could do what you do, but you're going, if you're in the jail, man, you out in jail for like 6 months and then the other artists can outwork you.
It's time lost.
Like, don't, if you live a street life, don't try to follow that, man. Just do what you do.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
No, I appreciate that, bro. That's actually, yeah, that was a great piece of advice. And one more thing I wanted to ask you before we get out of here. Besides NFE Luke, which artist has the biggest grip on the industry right now?
The biggest grip on the industry?
Besides NFE Luke.
No, I mean, however, like, who? Which artist is the hottest right now?
The hottest right now? Man.
More of an opinion question, but, I mean, you know. In your opinion, who do you think's the most popping?
In the rap or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, rap.
Okay, rap. I don't know, man. I'm always gonna say I'm not always gonna say it, but currently I say Drake.
Yeah, for sure.
Drake.
He has. Yeah.
We can't get away from Drake, because at the end of the day, Drake is just like, he got so many hot songs that's out right now. You just countless. Whether what's your opinion about him or how you feel, whether somebody dissing him or saying this and that, he's always in the topic.
Dude's an icon, bro. I mean, come on.
If you're an artist, would you not want to be as hot as Drake?
Like, exactly.
For real. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I had a point where, you know what I'm saying, I was going to have Drake dad do something involving the music too. But I haven't got to that point yet. We'll circle back around to that.
So, I love it, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of Drake. Do you listen to Kendrick and J. Cole and all that?
Man, I listened to J. Cole when I was on the way here, man.
How about the beef between all them? Drake just dropped a song last night, I think, talking about it was his kickback for Kendrick.
Yeah, man, I think that's all entertainment. That's you gotta realize it.
It's a PR move.
PR move. Yeah. Like, you gotta realize it. Like, these dudes rich, these dudes getting money. And, like, I don't even know if they have a toast together and be like, hey, I'm finna go in this room and diss you and you go in the other room and diss me, too. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, it's entertainment, and then it's a friendly rap battle. Like, we don't see it. You know, because I feel like people really beefing, like, if you really beefing somebody, like,
they're going to do something about it. Yeah, you're going to
do something about it. Like, not sing about it. Like, why would you sing about it? That's self-incriminating yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to beef me? Like, forget the music. I ain't even entertained by the music. I ain't thinking about no music, bro. Like,
meet me out back.
Where bro at? Like, yeah, you feel real. Me?
Well, you got YNW Melly. He did something about it and sang about it. Hey, you see where it got him.
Facts.
Man, free YNW Melly. I don't know him for sure, but free the guy, man. I don't know the situation.
Yeah, no, that's it. His situation's crazy, too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dude, yeah, no, that was a good question too, because I feel like right now there's so many that is kind of like the hottest beef that's going on right now, and I think that if we're being honest, it is kind of just entertainment. I mean, I don't see any of those three artists ever going.
I
after
feel like
each
they
other.
Really do like just set it up. Like, man, I'm gonna diss
why
you.
Why these artists don't box each other though, bro? Like, why do I see artists talking crap about each other? Talking, well, my bad. We can cuss. Talking shit about each other, man, and then they don't just box.
Well, back in the day, they just shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, but see, I be seeing rappers calling out people and they be like, man, come meet me in the fight. Let's do this. My homie actually, you know what I'm saying? He hosts a celebrity boxing. My homie do. So I'm wondering why they don't do the boxing, man. Cause like, all y'all gotta do, if y'all won't fight, man, just fight. Whether you lose or win, it's all good. Your career might be over if you get that if that boy get you that 2-piece chicken from Popeyes in your eye, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is now.
Do a 1v1v1 J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. That'd be
man,
hilarious.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Kendrick's getting smashed. Oh, for J. Cole's sure. Coming out on top. Who do you think would win that?
Who would win what?
Drake's pretty swole, bro. I don't know.
J. Cole's got the length on him though.
No, man. Shout out to J. Cole, but I think Drake might get him because...
Yeah, I'm not taking Kendrick.
Drake might
fight,
be
I'll
too
soft.
Kendrick's out of the question. Kendrick's gone.
Kendrick's not in that. There's no way.
Kendrick, man, he from California, man. He from another part, man. I don't know.
True,
Kendrick might...
But J. Cole said he's got his arms too short. Can't even box him, so...
Ooh, I don't
J.
know.
J. Cole said it in a song.
That's crazy. I didn't...
Said his arms are too short. You can't box me.
Hey, man.
That's tough. That's
a shout out to J. Cole, but you know some of the best talkers are not the best fighters, man.
True. Very true.
I ain't going to lie. I knew some people that don't talk at all, and they fight for real.
The quietest ones you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
We're going to get that set up, bro, because that would be hilarious.
Man, shout out, man. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, man. I got $100 million on that fight. I got $100 million that I don't got.
We'll find it somewhere.
I put no fucking money on that fight, boy. That shit's too unpredictable. Hey. No, but dude, it's been an absolute honor having you on the show, man. Thank you so much for coming through, bro. NFE Luke.
Man, this is a real OG session, man. We got to do a part two, man, for the next, like...
Oh, 100%.
Next group of episodes, man. And y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't know no podcasts that do more interviews, more podcast shows or uploads that y'all do, man. Y'all gonna end up breaking YouTube or something, man. Y'all have to create a new channel. Did y'all create a new channel for this? Or they let y'all just upload all these? Y'all just go hard like this.
I appreciate you, bro. No, thank you, man. It's all same channel. Dude, YouTube's definitely tired of us at this point, bro. I feel like my computer's constantly upload
they ain't
screen.
Tired of y'all at the door like, hey, YouTube, let me in. That's how y'all at the door.
For real, bro. Sure. No, I appreciate you saying that, man. Seriously, this has been an awesome conversation. And, dude, it's been so great just learning about your journey and everything, bro. And everything you've gone through and a lot of your trials and tribulations, man, it's just like it just speaks to the artist you are today. And just keep doing you, bro. Seriously.
Hey, man, let's promote a little bit, though. Make sure y'all look up online, NFE Luke, Only Want You, just got on a lot of playlists. It's going to be a real big song, the type of song that you're going to party to. Like I said, this is more mature me. So it's about you having that one girl like me and you only want her. You can go in the club and you can party. You can do what you want to do. You could put your eye on that one person. And the way I say I only want you was you got to listen to the song. I said it crazy, man, because I was feeling it. So the way I said it in that song, man, that's how you need to feel about your partner, man. So in that song, man, you know, bump that when y'all in the house. You ain't got to go to a real club. You can be in the house in the kitchen when she cooking that meal or cleaning that house or you cleaning the house, cooking that meal. You know what I mean? Only want you. Like, let her know. That song gonna change your... I don't want to say change relationship, but it's gonna keep it
spice
good.
It up, I can help it. Let's go spice it up a little.
There you go. There you go.
I love it, man.
Hey, dude. Man, stream that song, man. Like I said, new challenge out right now, man. We giving out so much money right now.
Make sure you follow
every
NFE
week,
Luke,
man,
on all platforms.
Coming
it's NFE
out the
Luke,
pot.
And then also make sure that you guys are you know, streaming him on all platforms, bro. Because you're on what, Apple Music, Spotify, everything. I'm pretty sure, right?
For sure,
man. So, dude, thanks again for coming on the show, bro. You're an absolute legend, and can't wait to get that part two and then continue this journey down the road, bro.
Man, y'all awesome, man, for sure.
All right, OGs, thank you everyone that's tuning in this episode. If you're on YouTube watching this right now, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like this episode. If you want to see, you know, whatever type of guest in the future, drop the comment right here. Let us know what you guys are looking forward to. And also let us know your favorite part of this episode. Joey, you know, had a couple mishaps right there at the top three, but he definitely corrected with some good questions at the end, brother. So shout out to you, man. It's been a pleasure. Obviously, boys, the episodes get better every single week, and this week was no exception.
Yes, sir.
So episode 93. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Boys, we are out.
Peace.